Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. The number of newly discovered infections in Shanghai continues to fall. The city reported 1,292 confirmed cases and 9,330 asymptomatic carriers yesterday, and more than 27,000 people were discharged from hospitals or medical observation. The city's health commission said they will increase vaccination services for the elderly. Stephen Rockwood has more.
Shanghai reported 47 COVID-19 deaths yesterday, with the average age of 84.7 years old. All had severe underlying conditions, and only one of them had been vaccinated. Their causes of death were attributed to their underlying illnesses. There are currently 304 COVID-19 patients listed as severe and 48 listed as critical. The Shanghai Health Commission said that vaccines do an excellent job at preventing severe symptoms. So far, 3.6 million Shanghai residents over the age of 60 have received two doses of vaccine, accounting for 62% of the city's total elderly population. However, only 38% of them have gotten a booster. The commission has asked district governments to step up the vaccination drive for seniors to get the resurgence under control. In the districts of Jinshan, Fengxian, Chongming, and Qingpu, special vehicles have been sent to communities to bring the vaccines to the seniors, and temporary vaccination sites have been set up at local nursing homes. The commission also said during the resurgence, Shanghai has reported more than 12,700 COVID-19 cases in children under the age of 6. So far, 7,480 of them have been discharged from hospitals or medical observation.
Most of the children are being treated at Shanghai Public Health Clinical Center and other designated hospitals. Some asymptomatic cases are treated at makeshift hospitals with their parents or guardians. We have deployed experienced doctors, mainly from infectious disease and respiratory departments, to take care of these children. Medical experts will check in on each patient, either virtually or in person, every day, and offer treatments that blend traditional Chinese and Western medicines.
Shanghai's daily new COVID-19 cases have been declining for 6 consecutive days. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.
A PCR testing lab made up of 12 inflatable PCR testing rooms was set up in Baoshan District to further speed up the testing ability in the city. Li Shuran has more.
This is LabWay's biggest mobile laboratory in Shanghai. It consists of 12 inflatable rooms. The site has been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, since the middle of March. Located in Baoshan District, the labs handle 120,000 to 150,000 tubes every day, making them one of the busiest PCR testing facilities in the city.
Currently, we've got 4 laboratories operating in Shanghai. Altogether, they have a capacity of 350,000 tubes per day. We're also making efforts to add more spaces, more test equipment, and more professional teams to increase total test capacity.
Nearly 200 staff members work at the facility in Baoshan, and more than half of them come from Hubei province, who are mainly in charge of mass screenings. The Hubei team can test 90,000 samples per day.
Coming to Shanghai to help with COVID-19 control reminds us of the time we fought the virus in Wuhan. It's time for us to return the favor. We hope that, with the help of all the medical teams across the country, we'll stop the outbreak in Shanghai as soon as possible.
Test results can be obtained in 4 to 6 hours after being sent to one of these labs. Li Shuran, Shanghai Live.
China's tax authorities said today that from 2016 to 2021, the country's tax department has handled a total of 8.75 trillion yuan in export tax rebates and exemptions, an average annual growth of 7.3%. They added that even more policies are being introduced to solve difficulties for enterprises and stabilize foreign trade. At a press conference today, the State Taxation Administration stated that the export rebate rates for more than 1,400 kinds of products have been increased since March 20, 2020. As of the end of 2021, 94,000 businesses have benefited, receiving a total of 37.7 billion yuan in additional tax rebates. Meanwhile, by strengthening cross-department data sharing, the efficiency of processing corporate tax rebates has increased by nearly 30%. In addition, new policies are being introduced for added value tax exemption for cross-border e-commerce and centralized taxation proxies.